Leon Bridges from his Coming Home album, Twistin' and Groovin', which is, that's a great song. Leon Bridges, you can see him at the Reds' Great American Ballpark Saturday night, opening for the Zac Brown Band. Speaking of stadium shows, one of the highlights of my summer was seeing Taylor Swift at Ohio Stadium in Columbus on July 7th, be about a month ago at that point, with daughter Jane Thompson Ely, JTE. Just a wonderful night. And that was Welcome to New York from her 1989 album. She didn't get to much of that. Most of her songs were from Reputation. But then I was going through this week through, everybody's heard about my crash of my external hard drive. So I'm putting songs, my CDs, back into a digital form. And I was stunned at how many Ryan Adams albums I had. And the last song there was his New York, New York from Gold in 2001. But one of the many cool things about Ryan Adams, and there are many, believe me, the founder of Whiskey Town in a long and storied solo career, is that I think at 2015, he covered Taylor Swift's 1989 in its entirety. And, of course, caught a lot of grief from the hipsters saying, why would you do something like that? And he said, because she's a great songwriter, and these are great songs, and I just wanted to play them all, and I had recorded them, and so we put an album out. So that was pretty cool of Ryan Adams and Taylor Swift for writing a great album. Speaking of Ryan Adams and his previous incarnation as leader of Whiskey Town, there'll be a tribute to that band, seminal old country Americana band, Take Me to Whiskey Town, September 9th at the Southgate House Revival. That should be a pretty cool event there if you're up on your Whiskey Town, as you all should be at that point. And, my gosh, news just keeps coming. Speaking of Ohio Stadium, the field where Urban Meyer usually strides along the sidelines, he's been put on paid leave by the Ohio State University. Collateral damage, at least to this point, in a abuse case of one of his assistants. I'm not familiar with it, but I just saw the headline pop up on the Twitter. And so that will send all of the Ohio State fans into shock going forward. But I'm sure they'll get it all straightened out before they start their season against one of the top teams in the MAC. Oh, well, anyway, that's a whole different story, I guess. It is 6:50 on Wednesday. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. And JTE is listening from St. Petersburg, Florida, which is great. I love the fact that people from around the country are tuned in. The streaming works tonight. And after last week, taking a week off last week, but I'm glad to hear that. So make a post on the Facebook page. Hit me at Twitter, BillThompson513 on the Twitter, and the Blue Snakes and Banjos Facebook page. Let me know you're out there. Best way to let me know you're out there is to actually make a contribution, become a member of WAIF, your local community radio station. And when we say local, we mean around the world at this point. I hope that Bob's regular listeners, Tom and Jim Borgman, are tuned in from Arizona and Colorado, respectively. They're probably in mourning after the Reds drop both games on a two-game set in Detroit. But off to Washington, D.C., where the other daughter, Kate Thompson, is heading to see them tomorrow at Nationals Park when they play open a four-game series against Washington. So the synergy never stops around this place, that's for sure. So, nice little surprise in the email this week. One of my, I can't say I discovered him because I have two records and lots of people discovered him before I did. But one of my new favorite smaller, kind of off-the-radar bands, Cicada Rhythm, which just put out a great new album, Everywhere I Go, earlier this year, is coming to the Southgate House on Thursday, August 16th. Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they'll be here. And these are one of those bands that, you know, you would really love to see. You can see them for $10 in the Revival Room at the Southgate House, and that's the way you want to do it. So we're going to kick off with something from their brand new record, Everywhere I Go. Then we're going to go play some songs by some bands that remind me, that have the same MO as Cicada Rhythm.
Thank you.
Revival from their album Petals, Peace Tonight. Denver band, they were at Midpoint Music Festival 2 years ago. Great, great young band, one or two records out. Before that, Stoplight Kisses from a couple of brothers from Minneapolis who go by the name of the Cactus Blossoms. I believe they've played this house gate in the past. The only album they have, Your Dreaming, from 2016. Daylight from Mandolin Orange, also at Midpoint last year, from their 2015 album, Such Jubilee. And we started out with Out of Live, Cicada Rhythm, Everywhere I Go. And those guys are coming to the Southgate House on August 16th. So that's what started off. I think all those bands have something in common. And I'd love to see all of them in the Revival Room as they build their audience going forward. So that should be great. It is 7:05 on Wednesday. You're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos on WAIF FM in Cincinnati. At 8 o'clock, the Time Machine will be here, and Captain Bobby Paul will be in charge of it at that point. Until then, I'm going to just keep the music playing. Every morning, I'll back up here a second. Every morning I take a walk around Merrill Lake in Eden Park. It's a great one of the benefits of living downtown in the urban area. And I have my trusty iPod. And so I'm always either listening to an album or a podcast or something like that. The other day I thought, well, you know, I've got so much stuff on there. I'm going to just listen to songs and surprise myself. I'm too dumb to figure out if there's a shuffle version of how this works. But actually, I figured it out better because they come up in alphabetical order, which is wonderful. So at one point earlier this week, I thought, well, geez, I'll just play 20-some songs that begin with a word that starts with A, which, of course, would have been a really lazy way to do it. And if there's one thing I am, it's not lazy. So I'm going to do this one, a great Dwight Yoakam song that I wasn't really familiar with called Ain't That Lonely Yet. But then we're going to run into some other ones that popped up on the songs list from my iPod.
Yeah. love is all we need.
Susan Kelso or Vicki Peterson on lead vocals there. It's a New Orleans band, and they're just great, and I think they're probably split up in one of those that didn't get the recognition or the fame that they certainly deserved. Before that, it was Susan Kelso, yes, the famous Kelsos. Susan, her solo album, Just Believe It, from 2005, she was an integral part of the Drifters. And we heard I Know You Know. And we started off with Dwight Yoakam from his Last Chance for a Thousand Years album of, wow, 1993. That's getting back there for for me these days, Ain't That Lonely Yet. And what a great song that is. So I would encourage anybody who spends a lot of time listening to their iTunes library or whatever their library is to just go ahead and put up songs or shuffle or however you do it. And you'll discover some really interesting stuff that you've either forgotten about, never heard, or anything like that along the way. So, 7:21 on Wednesday, you're listening to Blue Snakes and Banjos. My name is Bill Thompson. Bob Hust will be back with me next week. My good friend Barbara Smidlatz tuned in from Ashland, Kentucky. And Barbara is a loyal listener. More than that, she's a member of WAIF because Guy Moore, the guy in charge of cracking the memberships, just came in with our latest update of who has contributed to help us stay on the air. And so I'm going to quickly thank a number of folks here for their support, continuous support. You know, we do this year-round. And, you know, because we really enjoy it. And we really thank, you know, believe me, we do not take anything for granted here. So I'm going to start, speaking of that, start with our new friend Brent Vincent of Bellevue, who ponied up $150 to buy a commemorative brick to help everybody who listens to WAIF know that Blue Snakes and Banjos is one of his favorite shows on the air. Thank you, Brent, very much. Bob's law partner at Frost Brown, Jay Shaney, my good friend and running buddy from Pickle, Ohio, Jimmy Elliott, lives in Denver, tunes in every week, lets us know he's out there, contributed both the fall membership and the spring membership this year. Thank you, my friend. Ann Hicks, my former colleague from the Cincinnati Enquirer, is a member of WAIF. Scott and Kelly Hale, living, as Bob says, off the grid in southeastern Indiana. We love the fact that they turned in. Ray Couch from Price Hill gives us a call every once in a while, offers us his knowledge, his experience, things like that. Our good friend Chris Carnevale from Anderson Township, a guest host in the past here. She is an integral member of the BS&B family. And last but not least, Tom Borgman, the younger of the Borgman Bros, who now lives in Anthem, Arizona, as Bob tells me at this point. A longtime resident of St. Louis and a longtime resident of Price Hill before that. And an avid Res fan, more than that, a music aficionado. We'd like to thank everybody for helping us stay on the air. We really enjoy doing this. We have a blast. And again, I'll say it again. There's not many places you're going to hear Dwight Yoakam, Susan Townsend, the Continental Drifters, Jeff Beck, Taylor Swift, Ryan Adams, and off-the-radar bands like Cicada Rhythm, Mandolin Orange, the Cactus Blossoms, and Elephant Revival. So, I love this music, and hopefully you guys do too. Here's a song that I loved in 1970 because I just could not get enough of the soul music when I was running the main streets of Piqua back in those days. was a long, long tribute to Southern music. And that last one, The Last Comes First, Crossroad Blues by Robert Johnson, King of the Delta Blues Singers from 1936, right there. Getting It Done, and a whole bunch of people who might not have ended up doing what they did if it wasn't for Robert Johnson, starting way back, good God, however long ago that was, almost 80 years ago, more than 80 years ago at this point. Before that, another Mississippi, actually a tribute to a Mississippi singer from an album called An American Troubadour, the songs of Steve Forbert. That was Amy McCarley singing Cellophane City. Dr. John and Bruce Springsteen, Right Place, Wrong Time, on the tribute to Dr. John, the Music Mojo, celebrating Mac and his music from 2016. And then from across the pond, as they say, Rolling in the Deep, Adele, just a great soul voice from a great singer from her 21 album. She was 21 years old when that album was made or came out from 2011. Frazee Ford, a Canadian singer, part of the Be Good Tanyas, took a trip to Memphis 4 years ago now. Came out with an album called Indian Ocean. That, what we heard tonight, was Natural Law. What we usually hear is September Field, and I've played it multiple times on this show. It is one of my favorite songs because Frazee Ford, a basically folk singer who you wouldn't think would end up in a room with the Mitchell Brothers of the famous High Studio in Memphis, and came out with that record. Willie Mitchell was the producer, I meant to say, and the Hodges Brothers is who they were, including the last, I believe, album that the guitar great Teenie Hodges worked on was with Frazee Ford and Indian Ocean, and his brothers are on that album as well. And we started off with Turn Back the Hands of Time, a great soul song from 1970 by a guy by the name of Tyrone Davis. I stumbled upon that because the Continental Drifters, who I talked about a half an hour ago, do a great cover version of that song. So, there you go. Thank you for joining me. I'm Bill Thompson. This has been Blue Snakes and Banjos. Thanks to everybody who has said hello, who has contributed, who has been part of the show. Bob will be back next week, and we'll see you then. Until then, we're going to go out with Stevie Wonder's Superstition and These Dreams from Heart. Jeff Beck and Ann Wilson will be at Riverbend next Wednesday night, and that promises to be an interesting show. Jeff Beck played Stevie Wonder's Superstition, turned it into a hit before Stevie Wonder did. But here's two great songs from way back, the Way Back Machine. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Cincinnati. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please do not fasten your seatbelt. This time machine show is going to walk around.